you Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of this game played on November 23rd, 2024. Joe Thornton Day at SAP Center as Jumbo Joe's number 19 sweater was retired for all time in front of an adoring crowd of 17,435 fans at the Tank. Here's how it happened. It started off well for San Jose. In the first period, the Sharks outshot the Buffalo Sabres 16-11, and they would take a 1-0 lead about halfway through. Zetterlund intercepts the puck. He had Eklund breaking in, but the pass, he had to kind of stretch out to keep it in, but he did that. Sends back Wallman the shot. Nice save. Rebound. Score! Fabian Zetterlund was there for the rebound. It gets by Reimer. At 9:59 of this first period, the Sharks draw first blood. They lead the Sabres by the score of 1-0. And for Fabian Zetterlund, that is going to be goal number 8 on the year. Nice work by Jake Wallman and William Eklund, who each got an assist on Zetterlund's 8th of the season at 9:58 of the first period, but the lead didn't last long, as at 11:03, Peyton Krebs would snipe one in. It'll be settled by Ferraro. He'll just drop it back to Timothy Liljegren. He banks it off the right boards, but Smith couldn't play it, so now Liljegren overskates, 2-on-1 developing. Krebs moves in, shoots, score! What a goal! Peyton Krebs took that puck after the Sharks' turnover, moved down the left wing, and he was just inside that circle on the left wing side, and he let a big laser shot that got by the goaltender Blackwood, and it's 1-1. Peyton Krebs, his third of the season. That was an even strength goal at 11:03 of the first to make it 1-1. His third of the year, as I mentioned, from Bowen Byram. Byram's first of two assists in a strong performance by him. Then, in the second period, the Sharks would push hard. They would get the only goal of that 20 minutes, and it would be the hard-working group of Wennberg, Toffoli, and the man who scored it, Luke Cunnan, that would do it. Face-off, left side of Reimer. 1-1 the score. Puck drops. Toffoli will get it behind the net. Centering feed. Score! Luke Cunnan, a brilliant finish of a great battle win by Toffoli and a perfect pass to the slot. Sharks 2 and the Sabres 1. Well, that was the high point of the game for the Sharks. Tyler Toffoli, who worked hard all afternoon, won a battle in the corner and then fed a perfect pass out in front. And Luke Cunnan knocked one in for his fourth of the season. Toffoli and Alex Wennberg got the assist. Again, the time, 4:07 of the second period. And the Sharks were looking pretty good, leading 2-1 at the end of two. But then the search for insurance began, and the Sharks had several power play opportunities to do this. But in this contest today, they were 0-for-5 on the man advantage, and unfortunately, the special teams would fail them. But it was even strength that got things even for Buffalo, with 17:53 remaining in the game. Sharks can't clear it out. Byram keeps in. Now it's put to the middle. Cousins score! Dylan Cousins, one-time shot. Byram threw it across the ice all the way to the far side, and Buffalo takes away that insurance policy attempt by the Sharks and ties it 2-2. Great goal by Cousins. Darlene and Byram combined to assist on that play at 2:07 of the third. It was all even, 2-2, with again Dylan Cousins getting his fourth of the year. Then a breakdown for the Sharks while they were on the man advantage. As I mentioned, the special teams did not succeed today, and a turnover, an unusual one, resulted in a breakaway shorthanded score. Down low, Celebrini took it off his skate, spins away from a check from Power, moves it up the near boards, puts on the brakes, runs into another check. Oh, Granlund trying to feed it back. It's off of Liljegren. Here's a break for Tuck, shorthanded, moving in, score! Alex Tuck, shorthanded after the turnover by Granlund, moving in with that great speed, and as he does so many times, he puts the Sabres in front now 3-2 with that breakaway shorthanded goal. That proved to be the game-winning play. Alex Tuck stealing it away as the pass by Granlund was hurried a little bit, went off of Liljegren, and Tuck with that great wheels that he has now was off to the races. And so,
The Sabres were up 3-2. Buffalo having a couple of other chances. With 10:16 remaining in the game, Mackenzie Blackwood would make a pretty big stop to keep it close. Costin, who can do it too, comes across the line. Grundstrom tried to make the play this time, but knocked down. And the Sabres have a 2-on-1. Paterka moving in with Cousins. Cousins gets the pass, gets the shot away, and a point-blank save by Mackenzie Blackwood. Keeps the score 3-2 Buffalo. Great opportunity for the Sabres. Fabulous save by Blackwood off of Cousins on that semi-break at 9:44 of the third. So there was still plenty of time left in the contest. The Sharks ended up not getting enough chances when they did get a couple of power play opportunities. Buffalo took a bench minor at 14:03 for too many men on the ice, but the Sharks did not succeed in pumping it home. And then, late in the third period, this was a real killer. Jack Thompson took an unfortunate two-minute tripping penalty at 17:02, which put the Sharks shorthanded for basically the rest of the game. But Buffalo would just maintain their possession, maintain their composure, and after the Sharks pulled the goaltender for the extra attacker, Blackwood on the bench, Thompson's penalty was over, we were in the final few seconds of the game, and one more goal was yet to score. Sent to center ice, empty net here, Krebs has it, lost it on the check, here comes Zetterlund, got it from Granlund, moving in, shooting the puck, and Dahlin get a piece of it with 12 seconds to go. Final seconds ticking off. Can the Sharks get one more chance? Here's Celebrini. Cross ice. Ekman throws it toward the goal. Blocked by Buffalo. It's cleared. It's heading to the empty net. Score. Just as time expires, Buffalo is going to get a 4-2 win. And that's what they got. Rasmus Dahlin got credit for it after blocking that attempt there just seconds before. He picked up his sixth goal of the season. Dahlin with a goal and an assist. Bo Byram two assists. And Buffalo, on that shorthanded goal by Alex Tuck, gets the victory 4-2. Buffalo Sabres record ups now to 11-9-1. They've got 23 points, while the Sharks fall back to 6-12-5, 17 points on the season, with Los Angeles coming to town on Monday. It was a very special day nonetheless, with Joe Thornton's number 19 forever retired for the San Jose Sharks. But the final score today, on Joe Thornton Day, the Buffalo Sabres 4 and the San Jose Sharks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.